Today is November the 12th, 1980. This is Madeline Buble interviewing Josephine Vogel Breeden at her home in Castroville, Texas. I am interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. I'm going to call, as you're known around here, as Joe. And before we get into the subject matter today, which will be weddings and Christmas, I'd like to get a little bit of family background on you. When were you born?
February the 16th, 1913.
And where were you born?
At the Hennies.
Were you born at home?
At home, yes.
Okay, what are your parents' names?
Annie Sauter Vogel and Jacob Vogel.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers and one sister.
And what are their names?
The older, Herman J., Henry, and Ernest.
And the sister?
Louise.
Okay. What was your husband's name?
Richard Breeden.
And where did you meet Richard?
At Castroville. In the barbershop.
In the barbershop?
In the barbershop.
Why would you meet him in the barbershop?
At that time, the ladies even went to the men's barbershops to get the haircuts, which at the time I was visiting my cousin, Willie Bediger. We went to get our haircuts in the same place at Howard Shearhart's barbershop.
He then walked in,
and that's where I met him.
Oh, how old were you?
I was 16.
And how old was he at the time?
20.
Okay. Well, did you start dating immediately after that?
Well, we kept company. We did off and on. I'd see him ever so often. And as I would visit over here at Castroville, we would always get together in a party.
Mm-hmm.
Party of kids. And we would always go in bunches at that time.
Mm-hmm. What was the length of your courtship? How long did you date before you decided to get married?
9 years.
9 years?
9 years, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That was at that time, that was the thing to do, you know, to go with someone for...
Well, but we did. We dated 9 years. Well, what were some of the things that you did on the date? Some of the things, places you went and things you did.
Well, at that time, we did have house parties, mostly house parties. We did a lot of dancing. We loved dancing. We both did. We had, and then pictures. On Sundays, we'd go out along the river and take pictures, but always in a group.
Did he come out, you said you lived in DeHennis. Did he come out there frequently, or did you spend a lot of time over here?
No, he started coming on out there then. Mm-hmm. Once a week at that time. Mm-hmm. As we went on, it was twice a week, but that was the extent of it.
Okay, you said you were 16 years old, so approximately what year would you say then you started dating? 1928?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Something around in there.
Okay. What kind of, did he have an automobile?
Oh, he sure did. He had an open Model T Ford.
Well then, when did you decide to marry?
Well, our intentions were always very good, but we had to wait till we could afford to be. To get married. At that time, kids didn't have we just didn't have what the kids of today have. So we just had to wait till we made that first corn crop.
In other words, till you could actually afford
to, yes, till we could actually felt like we could afford to.
Okay, then you set the wedding date. What day did you get married?
Well, we got married on a Tuesday, which was the day for weddings of all weddings. No one ever thought of getting married any other day than on a Tuesday. We got married at the Holy Cross Church at Dehennis. It was May the 12th, 1936.
All right. Prior to once your wedding date was set, did you have any showers?
Yes, I had the traditional showers. I had two showers, a miscellaneous shower, and then my friends, the girlfriends from Dehennis, had a little personal shower for me.
Where was miscellaneous shower held?
At the St. Dominic's Hall at Dehennis.
How many hostesses were there? Do you have an idea?
That I couldn't to be exact, but I think they were about 10 at that time.
Do you have any idea about how many guests were invited?
I don't think there were more than 50, around that, 50 to 60 guests.
Was there any special decorations or anything for the day?
Well, yes. At that time, there was always some little scene brought out or motive for what to bring the gifts in. And my little nephew pulled in, it was a ship. They had a boat fixed on a little red wagon. And these gifts were all in this little boat, whatever. And he pulled that on through the middle of the hall up to the bride. And then at that time, that's the way the shower, the bride opened the gifts, and then they were passed around to each one of the guests to see, so all could see the gifts.
How was the little boy dressed?
He was dressed in a little white suit with a little sailor cap on.
Was there any reason they dressed him as a sailor?
Well, I imagine pertaining to the little boat or ship or whatever.
It didn't pertain to someone being in the Navy?
No,
or anything.
No, not at all.
Well, was the chair or the table or anything that you sat by or the chair you sat in, was that decorated?
Yes, a big rocking chair. Really, they at that time everything had to be decorated with crepe paper, and flowers. It was very pretty.
Do you recall what was served at this shower?
No, I don't. And no, I remember there was chicken salad. And the trimmings. At that time, mostly each hostess would bring a cake, and then they served the different kinds of cakes, alternated to each different, I imagine. But that, I do remember of the chicken salad, it was a plate, and chips, and things like that.
So was the chicken salad, was it in a sandwich? Or?
No, ma'am. No, it was served on lettuce leaf.
What types of gifts did you get?
Well, the Rodian Cook store ran a set of dishes for every bride, and the guests would go there and buy that so the bride could get the completed set. And it was always the one pattern. And all of us brides at that time got the same pattern. Very pretty, a little canary sitting in a window.
So that was the probably most of the things you got.
Right, although we got a lot of the pink, which they now call depression glass. We got a lot of that in the pink. And then some was green and different gifts like that. Well, and that's true. We get the broom and the mop and the everything that we needed.
Okay. Did you have a rehearsal before your wedding?
The evening before.
Did you have a dinner or any kind of a rehearsal dinner after?
No, none whatever. Because at that time, after the rehearsal, that was it. We were not supposed to see the... That was it. I went on home, and my husband-to-be went on to his home, and we didn't see each other till the next day at church.
So it was traditional for that was the end. We wouldn't see each other.
That's right. We wouldn't see each other.
Did we I think we established the time of your ceremony. Did we? I don't know. What time was it?
We got married at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock. Do you have any? And you did say on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Do you have any idea why all the brides got married on a Tuesday?
Whatever, because that was just the traditional day. As far as I remember, it was just the day. No one ever thought about any other day. It was just Tuesday.
All right. What was the name of the priest who married you?
Father Zuber.
Father Zuber.
He is now deceased.
Describe your dress.
Well, it was at that time, they called them the tube dress. Mm-hmm. And it was straight. It wasn't a fancy dress. It was just very plain. But it was a straight white satin dress. And then I made the veil and the headpiece to go with it. But I bought my dress.
Where did you buy your dress?
I bought it at Lerner's. Oh, I'll correct that. At Three Sisters in San Antonio.
How much did it cost?
It cost me $16.
Did it have a train?
A little bitty one. Just a little bitty train. Not even a chapel. You couldn't even call it a chapel train. It just had a wee bit. At that time, we just didn't have all these luscious dresses up there.
Can you give me a little more detail about it, like the length of the sleeves, the neckline, and if you'd had a belt or some of these?
It was a straight featured dress. It had a little, what they call a high neck collar, and had little orange blossoms on the collar. And the long sleeves. And that's about all. It just wasn't a very fancy dress. It was just something.
Just a wedding, a white dress.
Just a white wedding dress.
White satin.
That suited me, which I, picked out.
Mm-hmm. You said you made your veil.
Right.
Would you describe your headpiece for the wedding?
Well, there too, again, it was, it's very hard to describe that because it was just more of like a little halo. I wouldn't know how else to describe it. And then it had the long length veil, about a 2.5 to 3 yard, tulle.
Mm-hmm. Was there any lace on it?
No, ma'am. Headpiece again was carried out with little orange blossoms. And that's about all. It was very plain. I mean, it wasn't too fancy.
What did your bridesmaids wear?
They wore pink organza. And they, too, bought their dresses in town.
Where did they buy them?
At Three Sisters.
What length were they?
They were floor length.
Uh-huh. What color shoes did they wear?
Pink. They had the shoes dyed the same color as of the dress.
Did they wear anything in their hair, on their head?
Yes, they also, I made headpieces for their, to wear, and they were just like little something like what I had worn. They were not too much, but they were made out of the pink organza that with a little net on it.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
Two.
What did the groom wear?
The groom wore a gray suit. In fact, the groom and his attendants, they had the gray suits and the white shoes.
Oh, that was nice. Did you have any flower girls or ring bearers?
I had one little flower girl. And she wore a long, we made her dress out of the pink organza to sort of match the, you know, bridesmaids. And she carried a little nosegay bouquet.
All right. What kind of flowers did you carry, the bride?
Well, it was an assortment of flowers. Just a lot of the, it had little forget-me-nots, stephanotis. It had one big rose in the center and trailing ribbons.
Did you buy the bouquet, or where did you get your bouquet?
Yes, we bought the bouquet in San Antonio. The Albright Company at that time, florists had the, and I got mine there in San Antonio because they were close friends of my sister's, and we had it done there.
Some of the, one of the bouquets I had described to me had the trailing ribbons. Were there anything tied in
right,
on those?
They were the lilies of the valley. Artificial, though. They were not the, you know, the artificial.
What did your bridesmaids carry?
They carried a color. Well, they too, again, had a mixed bouquet, just more or less a nosegay.
Did they come from the florist also?
Yes, right.
Okay. How long did your wedding ceremony last?
In church?
Uh-huh.
Well, at least an hour, because we had a high mass. Mm-hmm. The choir sang and all the trimmings. Ave Maria at offertory time, which was a traditional thing.
Right.
And it lasted about an hour.
Did everyone participate in communion?
But everyone did. Right. It was true Catholic way.
At that day and time, how long did you have to fast to take communion?
Oh, from 12 midnight on, you fasted. It all depended what time but mostly from 12 midnight.
Now, after the wedding mass was completed and you left the church, did the altar boys carry out the tradition of locking the gates?
Right, the doors of the church.
Okay, would you describe that?
Okay, as we came down the aisle, they then let the bride and groom go through, and the bridal party, rather. But then they would have a ribbon across the entrance, and as the people would come on, guests would come out, they would have their little kitties there, whatever, and the guests would drop in nickel, dime, which, whatever. And that's what the little altar boys got.
And would they let you through without giving them anything?
Well, we gave them some outside.
Yeah.
But they did leave the bride and groom, the wedding party, through.
Mm-hmm.
But after we were outside, well, naturally, we then gave them.
Oh, I see. In other words, yeah. they kept guests.
Right. They let the wedding party got to go through, but after we were outside, we then give them our little tokens.
Mm-hmm. Where was your reception held?
At my home, about a mile north of DeHennis.
And what time of the day did it begin?
Well, we left, that would have been about, till we got up to the house, it would have been about 10:30.
Okay. What kind of food was served for the wedding dinner?
We had the traditional barbecue, salads, and keg of beer, which had to be, naturally at that time, we all had beer. We had it out in our backyard under huge oak trees.
Who baked your wedding cake?
Mrs. Walrock, Rosa Walrock. She was a very dear and close friend of my mother's and also a neighbor of ours.
Could you describe it for me?
It was, well, it served about the number, she made it to fit about the number of guests we had. Mm-hmm. And it was a two-layer, one large, say about a 14-inch layer, 14 to 16-inch layer, and then it tapered up to about a 9-inch, which was the two-tiered wedding cake.
Was it decorated?
Nice. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, and how was it decorated?
Well, it had a little bridegroom on it and different little flowers. At that time, this lady was very decorative in this and did love to do this kind of baking. And she did all the little decorations on it.
What were the flowers on the cake made
well,
of?
Well, out of the white icing that she used on the cake.
Who prepared the food for the wedding dinner?
We again had people from Hondo to come in, a couple of ladies.
Was it catered?
No. My daddy did the barbecuing. In fact, he started in the morning around 4. The fire was built, and the meat was all prepared. And then we had one of the neighbors came in and watched the meat and everything till it was ready to. And then we had two ladies from Hondo to come in and take care of the kitchen part. And my sister-in-law played a big part in that. She really did do most of the preparation of the food. And
who was this?
This was my oldest brother's wife, Selma.
Okay. Was there a groom's cake?
Not at that time. No.
That was not traditional.
Not traditional at all. No, we were happy to have the one cake.
Right. Did you have a dance that night?
No. Everything was over till around 3:00.
Did you have any photos made, professional photos?
Well, yes. From there, after around 3, we left home and went straight to San Antonio to the Studer's, and had studio and had our photos made. We had to go the way we were dressed because, you know, we just went from home on to the studio.
There was no photographer present at the wedding.
No, just more or less Kodak pictures, like I say, at that time. We took a lot of them.
Friends brought their cameras.
Right.
Who paid for the reception?
My daddy.
It was traditional for the bride's parents to
Well, yes, although my husband's mother at that time offered to help on there too, but we didn't have too large a wedding. So she did. She insisted on helping on the potato salads and all, which was great.
How many guests did you have at the wedding, approximately?
Well, approximately about 50.
Okay. Did you go on a honeymoon?
We sure did. We went to Fredericksburg and Burley, and it rained and rained and rained. And as we were coming through Fredericksburg, it had rained so hard that they were asking the people to leave because on account of high water. So We had a sharp, a very nice honeymoon.
Did you have a going away dress?
Oh, yes, sure. Uh-huh, sure did.
Uh-huh. Could you describe that to
well,
me?
Well, it was blue.
Blue.
Uh-huh. A blue, a little jacket dress.
Uh-huh. How you said you had to cut your honeymoon short. How long were you actually?
3 days.
3 days.
That was big at that time.
Do you recall where you might have stayed?
Might have stayed.
Not where you stayed at.
Well, the first night we stayed here in San Antonio, but at a motel on Broadway. At that time, they were very few and in between. And it was very nice, but it was on Broadway. No, I couldn't. I just don't remember the name of it, but it was a very nice motel.
And then when you returned from your honeymoon, where was your first home?
Here in Castroville. This is where I still am.
On the Breeden?
On the Breeden, yes, on the Breeden Place.
I think we've covered yours quite thoroughly. Now we're going to go to your daughter's wedding. What is your daughter's name?
Patricia Ann.
And her husband's name?
Larry Habe.
And can you tell me where they met?
In school. They were school sweethearts.
What was the length of their courtship?
Oh, that's very hard to say. I couldn't say, but it was, I guess about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And you may not know this, but do you have any idea where they went on their dates?
No, they just too. They also used to double date. Well, they went their way, or they danced a lot, and they went to movies and other recreation. But I don't know. They had at that time a lot of school parties, and he was a football player, so he had a lot of activity through that.
Now, what was the date that they set for their wedding?
They had Sunday. At that time, the weddings were then held on Sundays, if the bride or if the couple preferred, but Sunday was their date.
All right, and what date was that?
July the 21st, 1957.
So between 1936 and 1957, the Tuesday was not that much importance anymore.
No, not at all.
Do you have any thoughts as to why this might have changed?
I wouldn't know at all. It just so happened. I just don't know. I couldn't say.
Do you think that it might have been an economic situation? Because even till up in the 40s, we were more of a rural community, and people could attend these things during the week, and then later on, most people went to jobs, and weekend weddings became popular.
That is very true, because at that time, and in fact, at that time, Larry was in the Army, mm-hmm, service, and it seemed like that was about the only time he could get home to get married. So, and to seem like you say, everybody could come on a Sunday, so we just started early Sunday morning.
So it had to do with him being in the service,
yes,
too.
Yes, he also was in the service, and at that time had his leave.
What were your feelings when they came to you and told you they were making plans to marry?
Oh, we were very happy. We sure were. We were very happy.
How long did you have time to plan this wedding? How long in advance?
I think we had about 6 months.
Did Patsy have any bridal showers?
Yes, she had. She had a miscellaneous, a linen, and a personal.
Well, we're going to stick to just the miscellaneous
okay,
showers.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
Can you tell me approximately how many guests attended, were invited to that shower?
No, I couldn't, but at this time, I mean, I would say at least 250 to the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
About 250, I would think.
Where was this shower held?
At the at the St. Louis Hall here at Castroville.
The old parish hall?
Yeah, the old parish hall, right.
How many hostesses did she have approximately for this size shower?
Well, I think she had I'm almost sure they were between 50 and 60 hostesses.
Did they do any special decorating for Patsy's shower?
Well, they had not necessarily, other than a beautiful arranged table for the food and then also for the gifts.
Was this the same type of shower that you had as far as the food was served?
I would say so, yes. They had a very nice, but I can't remember just what all they had. But at this time, again, they have the large cake, huge cake, which would serve this number of guests. And they would serve punch, coffee, and cake. Peanut and nuts also, yeah.
Was this served on a plate with the guests seated, or how was this done?
Well, no, this was served, the guests picked up their plates and were served as they came along. And more or less, it was a tea shower.
Well, did Patsy open her gifts as the guests brought them?
Yes, and in fact, she went over and.